It was a rough Friday night for Miami Jackson fans.
Third and 13.
But Jackie Wright and Octavia Allen, both proud mothers of Jackson football seniors, were still optimistic, even though it was the second quarter and the score was 14-0. Jackson was not doing well.
No, they're not, but you know it's not over. It's not over until it's over. They, you know.
Miami Northwestern has beaten Miami Jackson in every Soul Bowl since 2002. And in many of those games, Jackson didn't score a single point.
Okay, but this is our year. This is our year. We got this. We letting them do this right now, but after third quarter, this our game. Sorry.
It was not Jackson's game. The Generals lost by 8 points, but it wasn't really the Soul Bowl's game either. The Traz Powell Stadium on the north campus of Miami-Dade College was nowhere near its 7,500-person capacity on Friday. At best, the stands were half full, maybe an all-time low, says Larry Williams.
Back in the day when we were in school, we would get more people than what's on that side right now for track.
Williams ran track for Miami Northwestern in the 1970s. He remembers how this football rivalry used to fill the Orange Bowl. Now, he's the Northwestern Alumni Association president, and not spouting the trash talk you'd expect from a decades-old rivalry. In fact, it's kind of the opposite.
We're wishing Jackson the best and hope that, you know, they continue to do well so we can get back up to the level of rivalry that we once had attendance-wise.
You know, it's rather discouraging.
Jeff Allen played football for Jackson and graduated in 1974 when the school was still a powerhouse. He comes back to watch the Soul Bowl pretty much every year. He says it's tough.
You know, these are young kids trying, and you're just here for the alumni and the camaraderie. And that's the most important thing.
The disparity doesn't just show up on the scoreboard, though. First, there are the uniforms. Northwestern has custom Nike uniforms. Jackson does not. Northwestern runs out onto the field through their own inflatable tunnel. Jackson just runs out onto the field. Northwestern even has a star coach. Hip-hop icon Luther Campbell is the school's defensive coordinator.
Oh, that's holding.
There are a few theories about what happened. Larry Williams, the Northwestern grad, says his school's alumni base is simply more active.
And tried to make sure that our own children went back to the school to help support it.
Jeff Allen, the Jackson grad, points to shifting demographics. The historically black Jackson is now just 35% black and 63% Hispanic.
And the major sport with many of those guys would be soccer or other sports.
And then there's Booker T. Washington High School.
Which used to be a part of this rivalry a long time ago.
Andre Fernandez is the high school sports editor for the Miami Herald. Booker T. Washington in Overtown closed down in 1967 during desegregation. After that, most of the inner-city football talent was split between Northwestern and Jackson. Fernandez says when Booker T. Washington reopened in the late 90s, it hurt Jackson's football program way more than it hurt Northwestern.
A lot of the talent in the Overtown, kind of Alapata area, started going to Booker T. again. Private schools have gotten better. A lot of kids have gone there. So all those factors and a couple of coaching changes has hurt the stability there a little bit.
But even after a decade of declining attendance and one-sided wins, the Soul Bowl still has the DNA of a great rivalry. As one Jackson alum put it, even if we lose every other game all season, as long as we beat Northwestern, we're good. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.